Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, this is Rob Roark of Texas saying hi and howdy. Just wanted to say we're also going to do this. Today we're doing a 15-minute show. We're going to just talk briefly on a couple of ideas. Quite frankly, I am going to go over to Sonic once I sign off here and get at least one half-price cheeseburger. So I would suggest do that. If you're wanting something to have, good to eat, go to Sonic and get one of those half-price cheeseburgers. Our number here is 718-664-9825. I also want to send, we'll pass this on, Doug Peterson, fellow member of Bay Area New Democrats, and he's a candidate for City Council at Large Position 3. He has the endorsement of this show, and I wish him all luck in the world. He is having a kickoff fundraiser tonight. And opening remarks are going to be by former Congressman Nick Lamson. So, Doug, I wish you all the luck in the world. We need a Clear Lake voice on City Council up in Houston. I also want to say, for all those who are listening, that number is 718-664-9825, or if you want to shoot me an email, that's Rob, R-O-B-B, at Rob Roark, R-O-U-R-K-E, dot U-S. That's Rob at RobRoark.us. Pardon me, I apologize. Oh, sinuses, winds of change and all like that. Sinuses are going, you've got to be kidding. But, hey, I just want to say a couple of things. With the elections coming up, you know, one thing Washington doesn't understand is what they've forgotten what the idea of we the people mean. So that's why I just want to say part of our plan here at Rob 2016 for Congress, and of course Rob Roark at fortexas.com, is the idea of making a new difference. We're looking to change the culture in Washington by reminding them of the voice of the people. We the people, our government, seek change in our government by looking at ideas that will bring about a debate. You know, we want to look at the ideas of saying, let's talk about this. Let's find out what we can do to either better it or give me a reason to back off of it. Every idea deserves a basis of a debate. Every idea is, that's what this country's founded on, freedom, the ability to voice your opinion. What this government has forgotten is that. And that's why I'm running for office. I want to go up to Washington and say, enough is enough. Just because you are this rich or you are indebted to this area, we need to find something that makes America better. Not a one-sided affair. Yes, Donald Trump may be right in what he's saying, but the way he says it is like a snake spitting venom. Just imagine how that's going to feel. And the idea of this country is being based on, could be defined as based on a single word called freedom. I don't think he's going to like that. Look how he talks about the idea of immigration. The Mexican government doesn't like, sends the criminals, the rapists, murderers, the drug dealers. That's all he sends. And I remember just reading a part of a discussion, and I hate to admit it, I think I accidentally deleted it, But there was a linked in discussion going on having to do with anchor babies. It seems this way that the idea of the anchor baby is there was an article out for the discussion that said the Mexican government, they are citizens of the Mexican government, not citizens of the U.S. government. And believe me, I would say it this way. I would love to have been able to go and see if extend some of the comments and some of the points that were made. But I'll admit, I am a bit computer challenged, and like I said, I might have accidentally deleted it. So I hope you understand what I'm saying. This is an interesting question and something interesting to ponder. For years, those coming across the border to a better life in America and have children here proclaim they're doing it for their kids and that their children are their children are Americans. And now, according to this report and the discussion, they're not American citizens, they're citizens of Mexico. Does that mean dual citizenship? That's something to ponder. And that's something maybe our presidential candidates need to talk about. And that's something we need to talk about in trying to get to the Senate. Or the Congress, as in my case. We look at the idea of government, it's just one that needs to understand the people. Now, we could say it this way about President Obama. If he was, and this is the way I think, I'm not going to be his judge. He'll let history be his judge. And I would think history might play it this way. If he was playing a game of Texas Hold'em, he would have probably been described as getting a very bad hand and doing the best he could with that bad hand. I think that's one way of looking at it. But I've also said this. There was a discussion on him and the use of his overuse of executive powers. While I agree he's used it quite a bit, do I agree with everything he's done on that instance? No, I don't. I'll be honest, I don't. And I am not going to go give somebody, just because they're the nominee of my party, a rubber stamp approval. I'm going to voice my opinion and say where I disagree. I will support them in an election. If do my best to support them, but I'm not going to give it a rubber stamp. I'm not going to use a rubber stamp in doing it. I'm going to say, like with Doug Peterson, I know Doug. Doug Peterson's a good friend. And I've heard him talk. He stands for a lot. He stands for a better Houston and a better Clear Lake. And yes, we need a Clear Lake voice in the city council in Houston. But the point is, I know him. I'd vote for him in a minute because I know him. I've heard his argument. And I've been asked what, in my opinion, says, how do I make an argument? I mean, who do I vote for? How do you decide on who you vote for? I've said it this way. I vote for the person that makes the best argument for their vote. You're going to go into that ballot box. You're going to go put the stylus right, tap the screen with the stylus, and make your decision. Hopefully, you'll remember when it comes to primary in 2016, my name, Rob Rourke, on the ballot and vote based on what I've said and the argument I've made and the ideas that I've put forth, as in education reforms that will take the politics out of the classroom, allow teachers to teach, and work from a single framework of education that sets certain standards that have to be met. Testing our students' achievements every 4 years instead of every year. That's what we need. You know, think about it as far as testing. Instead of every year and the rumors of the test being like a week of vacation, easy to hearing rumors like, you know, I'll quote this from Lisa Falkenberg, dated March 1st, 2012. Anyone who tells you they are not teaching the test is either a liar or a PE coach. That's from a social study teacher in the Fort Bend ISD. You know, I could say that I've been on all four sides of the teacher's desk. I was a student, worked my way through college as a substitute teacher. I served 1 year as a PTA president. And of course, I was a parent. And I still am a parent. But the point is, education is a big thing with me. And I think education is an issue that needs to be talked about. And things we can do to make it better. Instead of every presidential election, or every time a new president is elected, is to change policy. Because think about it this way. With bureaucracy that is the DOE, Department of Education, we have a lot of kids dropping out of school. A lot of kids feel they're not challenged. Tests are too easy. Easy access to calculators. Yeah, I mean, I remember the going through grade school, elementary school, studying my, pardon me, studying my multiplication and division tables. And doing it with the gray matter between my ears, thinking about it, figuring it out. Now, all a kid has to do is grab his calculator or grab his cell phone, or their cell phone, I should say. We need to make corrections in education. We need to make corrections in a lot of things. And it looks like I'm about to give the 90-second warning here in a couple of seconds. So I just want to go and say we're going to be back on the next, I believe, Thursday. And we're going to talk for a full 30 minutes. There it goes. So I just want to say, do come back. Shoot me an email if you have a thought or two. That's rob@robrourke.us. And when the show comes back, remember that number is 718-664-9825. So, but I want to end, as I usually do, by sending a shout-out to a little lady who, believe me, Shortcake, I wish I was there. Much as I wish you were here. And I just want to say, I love you very much. I want you to remember that. And I did, I wish I could have fought harder. And I wanted you to understand. So with to the rest of you, go have a Sonic cheeseburger. It's a half-price cheeseburger. I'm going to. Enjoy the day. Keep cool. Keep safe. Keep safe. So like I said, this is Rob Rourke of Texas. Have a good day now. I will check you all later. Bye now. Yeah.